USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
When President Trump tweeted before heading to the G7 summit in France that U.S. businesses were, quote, hereby ordered to stop doing business with China, many said he can't do that. Well, the president says he could if he issued an emergency declaration concerning the situation with China.
Well, I have the right to. If I want, I could declare a national emergency. I think when they steal and take out and intellectual property theft, $300 billion to $500 billion a year, and when we have a total loss of almost $1 trillion a year, for many years this has been going on. In many ways, it's an emergency.
The administration's arguing before the Supreme Court that gay workers are not protected by federal civil rights laws. The White House filing a brief that says it's legal to discriminate against transgender workers. And this is USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by Facebook. Nearly half of all Americans know someone who's affected by opioids. But according to the U.S. Surgeon General, only about a quarter of those with an opioid addiction get the treatment they need. All too often, it is the stigma and undeserving shame of opioid addiction that forces people to remain silent rather than seek help. In an effort to address the opioid epidemic and combat this stigma, Facebook, in partnership with Drug-Free Kids and Center on Addiction, created Stop Opioid Silence, a national public awareness campaign aimed at inspiring people to break the silence and share their stories with each other, a medical professional, or family and friends. Marsha Lee Taylor is the Executive Vice President of External and Government Relations at Center on Addiction.
Our goal is to help those struggling with opioid addiction understand that they're not alone and that there are ways to find help and support.
Visit StopOpioidSilence.org and click Message for Help.
At their first face-to-face meeting since Boris Johnson becomes the UK's Prime Minister, President Donald Trump says Johnson is the right man to lead the European nation out of the European Union.
He's the right man for the job. I've been saying that for a long time.
Speaking on the sidelines of the G7 summit in France, Johnson could do nothing but agree with President Trump.
Your message there. I'm very grateful for that.
The son of a murdered former NFL player now in custody in Mexico, Dylan Bennett calling police in Minnesota saying he wants to surrender in the killing of his parents, which include his father, Barry Bennett, who played for New Orleans Saints and New York Jets teams. Football star Andrew Luck retiring from the NFL, the surprise announcement made last night by the 29-year-old QB for the Indianapolis Colts. He'd missed the entire preseason with a calf injury that's developed into an ankle issue. And this is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
The South Korean military now confirming that North Korea has tested a multiple missile launcher this weekend. The report says the test was conducted under the watchful eye of North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un. The North has test launched several short and medium range missiles in just the past few weeks, but the Trump administration is still attempting to coax the North back to the negotiating table on the subject of the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. Over 100 Palestinians suffering injuries after clashing with Israeli troops during a protest at the Gaza border. More on that from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The Palestinian news agency reported 127 people were injured, 54 by live bullets and 73 by rubber bullets or tear gas. Two people were in critical condition. The injuries came after thousands of Palestinians gathered at the border for demonstrations. Hamas urged protesters to keep the protests peaceful, and Israeli Defense Forces told troops to restrain the use of live fire. The Gaza Health Ministry said more than 300 Palestinians have been killed and hundreds of thousands have been injured since the protests began March 30th in 2018. I'm Wendy King.
And later today, a Louisiana team will play the team from the Caribbean nation of Curaçao for the Little League World Series Championship. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.